Come out of the world, oh my people. Seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Okay, everybody, I want to share this message because there's a tremendous problem going on, and I've been sharing and saying this for a long time, and people are not getting it. People are not getting it, and it's an imperative deception and trick of the enemy to destroy people. You see, the enemy knows us, but we don't know the enemy. And the way to defeat the enemy is to know the enemy and resist the enemy, and he will run away. There's a spiritual battle going on, a serious spiritual battle going on, and people are confused. This identity crisis of gender is not a new thing, but we have even a more of identity crisis of who we belong to, Yah or the enemy, Satan. Who are we going to serve? And it's created a tremendous problem here today. So it's very interesting how this works, and this is important for people to get. As children, we are influenced by the people around us. You understand that? I'll say that again. As children, we are influenced by the people around us. And in Yah's plan, in Yah's world, it's the mother and the father who are going to influence the children, as it says in the Shema, teach children the way they should go. You know, teach them His commands and statutes. But that's not happening today. There's been a break in that. So the children are no longer being taught by their parents. They're being sent off to be taught by the world and the world's ways. And the world's ways are the ways of the enemy. So children are being misled. But what happens then is children become older and they stop looking at other people as their source of learning, and they start thinking with their own mind, right? They start thinking with their flesh. I mean, as their babies, they'll think with their flesh as well, but they'll get scolded if they do something that's wrong, or at least they should. And if they don't, you know, scriptures say, you know, parents that love their children will discipline them, you know. So, but, you know, the children that aren't disciplined, they're setting themselves up for a big issue, a big problem. So keep this in mind. Everything we're saying. So the children are no longer influenced by the parents or the other adults. Now the children make up their own mind, right? So now is the time where a child, if he's taught to trust Yah as he's growing up, it should shift, and now he should be trusting Yah and Yah's word over the people around him and over himself. You see, it's the job of the parents when they're raising their children to teach them, you know, your feelings matter, your emotions matter, but your decision to follow Yah is the most important thing you can do as you get older. And when you make decisions in life, it should be according to Yahweh's word. According to Yahweh's word. But what happens is, and this is how the enemy really destroys people, is puberty. It's puberty. Because Yah's plan is for families to be together, for procreation, for people of Yah to have a desire to procreate and continue to follow him and his ways and his plan. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way he wanted it to be always. And that's the way it should be. But what's happening is the plan is not correct. People are not following Yah's plan. People are following the old. That's why it says in the scriptures, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future, give you hope. That's Yah's plan. But then there's the plan that says there's a way before each person that seems right and ends in death. And I will tell you, and I know some of you that are watching right now, some of you that are watching right now have a wonderful heart, but you've been misled and deceived in your adolescence, and it is carried over to now. And we as men are supposed to be men of Yah and leaders. And as women, you are supposed to be gentle and submissive and fulfill the role of a mother and a man as a father, and it's the way it's supposed to be. And this goes even beyond the dangers of the gender issue of identification, because it goes way beyond a man thinking he's a female or a female thinking he's a female, which is worse, is a man thinking he's a man, but he's acting as a female, and a female thinking she's a female, but she's acting as a man. So these roles are all messed up, and this confusion goes way beyond, because the physical side is very obvious, but the non-physical side is a real issue. Well, Yah has an order. Yah gives instructions in everything, and Yah gives a covenant, and he gives this. But here's the problem. We got the enemy has taken over so much of what Yah wants for us to do. And I will say this and come out and say this too. The way of the enemy has become the way of the world. And the separating of families and the destroying of families is the big problem. And it's vanity and manipulation. That's what this message is about today. Vanity and manipulation. We have been mistrained in the world to grow up to be people Yah wants us to be. And we are engulfed in vanity. In vanity. And we are using that vanity in a way to manipulate others. And because men are not trained the right way to discern between good and evil, they are falling for this deception. So here's what it is. Women and men. Yah wants men to be trained up to be leaders and to be wise and discern between good and evil. And women. Yah wants women to be humble and submissive. But these two things are the opposite in today's world. Men are not brought up to be leaders and wise and would use wisdom and discernment. Men are brought up in fleshly, spoiled, pleasing their flesh more than Yah's word, with no discernment at all, with no discernment. With money or relationships or life, no discernment at all. And women are brought up strictly into vanity and manipulation. This is wrong, and this is not what Yah wanted, but that's the way it's become. And this is a big problem. The Bible warns against both of these things. I'm not blaming women and men. I'm blaming you both, women and men. Men, you need to discern and to be wise, and women, you need to be humble and submissive, but you're not, because you have vanity and manipulation on your heart, and it's not something that you desired. It's something that you were trained to do, because that's what the world trains people to do today. And when I say men and women, I'm not saying men and women across the board. I'm saying the majority of what is out there today and how the enemy is using men and women in today's world, and this has become the problem. So we could sit here today and we could talk about the stuff that, ministries are talking about prophecies. Ministries are talking about what happens when we die, where do we go? Ministries are talking about, do we need to keep the Torah and what is the Sabbath and all of this? No, this is what we need to be talking about, is to teach men to be men and leaders, and to teach women to be humble and submissive. And that's not happening. And the roles are being transferred. And men want to look like men want to look like women, and women want to act like men. And it's all messed up out there today. We need to understand this: the vanity, the manipulation, and the discernment. These are the real issues that we need to get, because this is where it starts. Vanity is being pushed on our daughters. And the manipulation that they're teaching their children. And then the men are just so blind to see these things. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Men should see trouble coming. Men should be watchmen. That's what our role is. And they should be trouble coming from far away, but they let that trouble come around them. It's a problem. It's a big problem. So we look at this and we see this. So I want to talk a little about vanity, deception, and manipulation. And let's get down to the truth here of what's really happening in today's society and even in the church, because people don't get this. They don't see this happening in the church. But these are the real issues that we need to be discussing. But these are the people, the things that people don't want to admit. And many of you listening right now, you might shake your head and agree with me and all this, but well, let's really get down to it, because many of us don't think we're falling for these things, because I see this. Let me tell you this. Forget about the world for a second, because the world is the world and we know about the world. But I see those that confess to know Yeshua, the one they call Jesus as their Messiah, manipulating into vanity, having no discernment. Yes, this is your children, your daughters, your sons, no discernment at all. Strictly into vanity and manipulation. But guess where they get it from? They get it from you. They get it from the parents, because I see the parents doing the same thing. The same thing. And we're going to talk about that. So let's look a little into some scriptures, what they say about the vanity. And you tell me if you think that we don't have an issue within the church. So Proverbs 30, verse 13. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And Proverbs 30, verse 13 says, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. Their eyelids are lifted up. Proverbs 31, 30 says, charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears Yah, she shall be perished. I will submit to you that those two verses right there show us the truth about vanity and manipulation. This generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes. Their eyelids are lifted up. Proverbs 31, 30, charm is deceitful. Charm. You know, men and women want to be charming today. Charm is deceitful. Charming is deceptive. Charming is manipulating. And beauty is vain. Vanity. You know, women say, oh, that man is so charming, so charming. Next thing you know, he's beating them up and running out on them and cheating on them. And women say, oh, beauty is vain. Women want to look all beautiful and into vanity and everything else. They care more about the way they look than taking care of their own family. But a woman who fears Yah shall be praised. And it's the awe of Yah. But the Bible says pride comes before destruction. Well, it says in Proverbs 21:4, haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of wickedness are the sin. You know, this is it. Pride comes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. People have been trained today to follow idols and idolize one each other. You know, where the scriptures tell little children to stay away from idols, but they're looking at their own parents and their parents are idols. They're idolizing themselves. You got men idolizing their wives, wives idolizing themselves, and it's just teaching our children the wrong things. We are to be set apart from the world and the world's ways and the things of this world. The desires of the eyes are the pride of life, the scriptures say. If something looks good, men aren't trained to discern, so they see something that looks good and they run right for it. That's why you see the devil in all these movies dressed as some beautiful woman. You know, and people are, and men are just falling out. Just as like a man going to the slaughter, you know, just going to these women that are into vanity and manipulation. Do not be conformed to this world. Watch your eyes, men. Watch your eyes. It got Samson in trouble. Samson, this one of the strongest men, if not the strongest, most powerful man in the world, supposed to be the savior of Israel. His eyes were his downfall. And it's very interesting. This was the first thing Yah did when he realized he messed up. Yah took away his eyesight. Yah took away his eyesight. Men need to be taught as young ages to control their eyes, to know what they're looking at and to realize what they're looking at and to have spiritual vision. Spiritual vision. And that's not what we're taught. Because when a man sees a deceptive, manipulating woman and they can't discern between good and evil, they fall for that. And this is why the enemy is leading many men astray. It's a big problem. This vanity and this problem in today's world. You know, so we need to be wise about these things. It says in Psalms 119:37, turn my eyes away from the worthless things and give me life through your ways. Turn my eyes away from the worthless things and give me life through your ways. So, I mean, this is a message for men and women, but as men being watchmen and protectors, this is one of the most important verses a man should have and hold on to. Turn my ways from looking at worthless things. A worthless thing is something that's deceiving, deceptive, deceiving, and just going to lead a man right down a road he shouldn't be going. You know, a man should acknowledge the steps that Yah has before him. And so these are the things we need to think about. And I feel so bad for these young men out there today that are just have no vision, no spiritual vision at all. It creates a tremendous issue, a tremendous issue. So we need to get away from the pride, change the eyesights and these things. And then you look at the deception and manipulation of vanity in Isaiah 3:16-17. He says, the women of Zion are haughty, walking along with outstretched necks, flirting with their eyes, strutting along, swaying their hips, because they're wearing high heels, with ornaments jingling on their ankles. Therefore, Yah will bring sores on the heads of the women of Zion. And Yah will make their scalps bald because they worship their hair. In that day, Yah will stretch out their finery and the bangles and headbands and crescent necklaces. You know, we need to see this. And what's happening? Jeremiah 4:29-30 says, at the sound of horsemen and archers, every town takes fight. Some go into thickets. Some climb among the rocks. All the towns are deserted. No one lives in them. What are you doing, you devastated one? Why dress yourself in scarlet and put on jewels or gold? Why highlight your eyes with makeup and adorn yourselves in vain? Your lovers despise you and they want to kill you. We need to understand about the reality of the vanity and the manipulation and the discerning of the eyes. We need to understand this. The Bible talks about manipulation. And yes, I am telling you this. And I don't know, you're not going to hear other teachers talk about this and everything else, but I am telling you the manipulation. We look at the children of Israel and the women of Moab, how they seduced the men of Israel. Those men of Israel were the guilty ones, not the women of Moab. The women of Moab were just doing what they were trained to do to deceive men. The men of Israel, they had no discernment to see the wickedness of that because the beauty of the flesh, the false appearance of the flesh, was more powerful in them than the discernment of the eyes of being watchmen that Yah trained them to be. And that is the exact problem we have in today's world. Women are taught and trained at a young age, even by Christian women, to be manipulative in the way they look. And men are trained and taught by their fathers, even Christian fathers, to have no discernment between good and evil. And we get into this problem where a man will choose a woman who's manipulative and a man will not have no discernment. They will get themselves into trouble. The man will not know how to lead the women. The women will not want to be led. And it's just going to create one big problem. And that's where we are today. But you see it when you see a righteous, humble, modest girl brought up the right way. And a man of discernment of Yah brought up the right way. You see it in their marriage. You see it in their life. You see it in their continence. You see it in their shalom and their peace. Because they stuck in Yah's plan. Their parents taught them the way they should go. It says in the scriptures in Leviticus 25:17, do not take advantage of each other, but fear Yah. I am Yah, your Elohim. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 6 says, and in this matter, no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. Yah will punish those who commit such sins, as you are warned before you. Watch out for the manipulators of this world. And this, little girls, little male boys, this is your parents. Be careful. Be careful. It's definitely the TV. It's definitely the junk on TV. It's definitely the teachers of the world. In some cases, it's the parents. But it says in 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no wonder, for even Satan disguised himself as the angel of light. The people we think we could trust the most, the ones we need to be careful with, how we act and how we're doing. So these things. Galatians 1:8-9 says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that which is preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach another gospel unto you than he has received, let him be accursed. This is it. Who are we listening to for our spiritual guide? Who are we listening to? Beware of false prophets that come disguised, harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. Disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. When we think about this, I will say Matthew 7:15. We always think Matthew 7:15 is about, the stream's a little bad here. Hold on. We always think Matthew 7:15 is about some preacher somewhere in some church that's leading people away. But I will submit to you, Matthew 7:15 is the vain, deceptive, immodest, high heel wearing, makeup paint facing woman. That's who it is. The false prophet disguised as a harmless sheep, but really a vicious wolf. Be careful. Be careful out there. It says in Romans 6:18, such people are not serving Yeshua, our Messiah. They are serving their own personal interests. But smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. They deceive innocent people. 2 Peter 2, verse 1 says, but false prophets also arose among the people, as they will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. We need to be careful and watch our hearts and protect ourselves in these situations when it comes to these things. And I pray people are getting this, people are understanding this, people are discerning with this, and people are going to take this and evaluate your lives. Evaluate the things in your lives and make sure you're not falling into this trap. So praise Yah that he's given us the information and the discernment to know between good and evil, so we don't fall into these things. And if we have repentance, it says brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. And may we all repent for the days that we've and the things we've created in the past that are in honor of Yah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So let's see here with the connection. Hopefully the connection's okay. All right, so we're waiting for this connection, but I hope this is making sense to you, and I hope you're getting this. It says in John 16:13, let's see here. Come on, computer. It's working on the live stream. Hold on. See, the enemy doesn't want this word to get out, so he's trying to block it. You see what's happening here. I'll say it again. The enemy doesn't want to get this word out, but we rebuke the enemy in the name of Yeshua right now. Right now. Yes. Flee. Flee. That this would be fixed immediately. Bear with me here. Okay. All right, we're good. Okay. John 16:13 says, when the spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into the truth. For he will not speak in his own authority, but whatever he hears will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will declare to you the things that are to come. So we need to pray and ask our creator about these things, about this truth, about the reality of what's really happening here. We need to discern between good and evil, between right and wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I pray, brothers and sisters, that you'll get this, and for men and women out there, that you'll understand this. So prayerfully, this it's okay here. The stream is okay. If the stream's been good, everyone, I don't know. Hold on. All right, good connection, good. So let's continue here. Try to continue. Okay. Hold. This is the deception, you know, to be deceived. Men, pray continually and allow the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to guide you. And be careful.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Your presence is enough when I feel the shaking. Oh, I will stand my ground.